This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We've got a guest in, haven't
we? Yes, we do.
Talking of musicals. And joining us now, all the way from over there, please welcome Teen Treberg.
Hello, hello.
Thank you both.
Great to be here.
Yeah, exciting.
It is loud applause, that one, wasn't it?
That was quite loud.
You are the director of Memphis, the musical.
Yes,
and it's making, because it's on right now, its Australasian premiere. That must be a big deal then, isn't it?
It is huge, yeah. It's exciting to see something different that Australian audiences have never seen before. So,
had you?
Yes, I was lucky enough. I saw it in 2010 on Broadway, right after the Tony Awards, and I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I walked in, you know, completely blind, and was so blown away by the show. So
it
was,
and what is it about?
So it's loosely based on the true story of a Memphis radio DJ called Dewey Phillips, and he's been fictionalized in this show as Huey Calhoun. And so Dewey Phillips was the first white radio presenter to play black music on a white station. He also discovered Elvis Presley. So, and he was very controversial in his time because he was very outspoken. And yeah, he used to hang out on Beale Street in Memphis and listen to all the black musicians play, and then he'd play them on his radio station. So very similarly in Memphis, the musical, Huey Calhoun also hangs out at Beale Street, Memphis, to discover black musicians, and he falls in love with a beautiful black female singer. And so that, of course, leads to a lot of
there's going to be trouble
in the 1950s.
Right, yes. Here in River City.
This is a stage art production.
Yes.
And we were saying just before we went on air that they're really doing great work, you know.
Absolutely.
And you would imagine that, you know, some of these productions, you'd think, aren't they a little big, you know, for anyone to put on with that magnitude.
Yes.
Because you can do a production of, you know, of like that, but doesn't mean it's going to be good, does it?
No, not necessarily.
And they are doing really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, great reviews, so. Great
and
audiences.
Brilliant productions. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
So was that daunting for you?
It absolutely was daunting. I mean, I had an idea in my head with what I wanted to do with it, given that it was a big show at Chapel of Chapel. I didn't want... You know, obviously I couldn't work with a literal set. We had to be a bit more creative.
That's
with
a bit
how
more
we...
fun when you get to do things that way.
I think so.
Isn't it?
Like, I think it's more interesting for me as a director to work with something like that than to just go literal with everything. I think that's just easy. But, you know, the choreography had to be amazing, which it is. I think our choreographer, Kira Sabel, has done the most incredible job. The music sounds fantastic. Nathan Furman, our music director, is a legend.
Where are the band? Where are they?
They are hiding under the seating bank. There's a really great space.
If you've ever been to Chapel in the, you know, in the big room there, they're underneath.
So you really feel,
oh my God.
You feel that bass.
You feel it
and
in your
beat.
Waters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, you know, it's all obviously all done with, you know, mirrors or cameras.
there are monitors.
Cameras and
yeah,
monitors.
We've got monitors backstage. So a lot of the cast sing off stage as well because the dance numbers are so full on that, you know, the guys on stage need a little bit of support, so the rest of the cast sing off stage. So we've got monitors backstage, we've got monitors where the band are, so everyone can see everyone, and yeah.
Well,
we make it
obviously
work.
Makes, you know, when you have that for singers obviously doing that, it makes for a fatter, richer sound.
Absolutely, which is what we wanted. And they did the same thing on Broadway as well. They had a much bigger cast, but they still had...
No, let's say it's your idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your idea.
Well, 100%. Booth singers, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're so called.
And, yes.
And are they in it at all, or do you just...
They are. It's all the cast that you see on stage. We have
so
18.
No one gets to just walk in with the, you know, the jeans on
absolutely.
And just two boots.
Say their one line.
They're all working their bums off.
Because I'd do that.
Yeah. I'm available to play a tree at any time.
Sitting back there with a box of wine. No, I'm not in this pit.
Not in this show. No,
that's
everyone
act
works
one.
Hard.
They really do, don't they? It's
they
incredible,
are.
You know. I mean, I guess that's probably why generally it's a really young cast, isn't it?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't? Is it? Are you against old people?
Not at all. We have a couple of people in you know that are older.
Oh yes.
I'm not going to say old because they certainly aren't.
Joking, you know,
they're 23,
50 plus. I'd say. So.
Oh.
They don't look it though.
And is that it for you now? Have you got the bug? Would you fancy directing more?
I cannot wait to get my hands on something else. And yeah. Again, like,
what about
I love
directing?
What's next?
Directing cats. Wise, who knows? Maybe not cats though. No. Might not be on my list.
Oh, there's no way that can come back to Mel. Can come back anywhere.
Yeah.
Dogs, who let maybe. The cats out?
What if you? What would if you? You would have a dream thing that you would like to direct next? What would it be?
Evita. Oh.
You know what? I would love to direct Evita. Yeah. I think that's a brilliant
show. All right,
let's
give him a ring.
I'd love to do something conceptual.
They're on the line now.
John Frost, listen up.
Yeah. But it is absolutely great. Now, where is it on? When is it on? What's the story?
It's happening at Chapel of Chapel right now.
Right now.
And you can get your tickets at stageart.com.au.
Or at chapelofchapel.com.au. Well, we're glad you could make it in.
Thank you so much for having
me. And all the best for the rest of the run.
Thank you.
When does it end?
On the 28th of October, so you've got two more weeks to come and find us.
Now, I mean, I hope this is the right thing to say, but it's very rare that you even get any tickets left for Stage Art Productions.
Yeah, that is true, so
and
people
I
better
always
hurry and
know that last week. Always bloody well sells out.
It does, because by that stage, word of mouth is spread, so everyone knows about it.
Well, good, because you deserve it.
Thank you.
So good on you.
Thank you.
All right, you're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.